Now, for our music today, we are looking ahead to a concert that is happening this coming weekend at the Speer Wine Estate in Stellenbosch. It's volume 2 of the 2020 Jazz and Classical Encounters Festival, featuring some of the country's top jazz and classical artists, an 8-hour-long show. It starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday, the 28th of November, at the Speer Amphitheatre. On the lineup, the likes of jazz vocalist and pianist Nomfundo Thalova, a real ensemble of classical and traditional indigenous music. Lungiswa Plaikis will be there, Norma Postile Nyiki, Sarah Evans and Larissa Johnson. But the performer we have on the line to chat to us is trumpeter Darren English, who is part of the event and I think really looking forward to being back on stage. Darren, great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Good to be on the show.
Is this going to be your first live gig since lockdown started easing?
I guess one of my first live gigs, but definitely my first festival.
Okay.
First live festival, yeah.
Are you feeling excited? I mean, what are you most looking forward to about this particular event?
Super excited. Very excited to collaborate with Siyama Kuzeni. We've been talking about this forever, so it's finally happening. And, you know, to play with her again will be great, you know, and to play live and to have a good band, Sean Sambi on bass, Unity and Z on drums, and Pumi Dlamini on the keys. So it's going to be a good time.
Darren, I mean, you must be so looking forward to having the chance to collaborate in person with other artists again. It's been a several long, stressful months for all performers. Tell us a little bit about how lockdown has been for you.
Man, lockdown has actually been quite fruitful in some ways. Obviously, with the loss of work, that's been it's been a bit tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, we use the time to look deep within and you know, work on some music that we may have neglected before. So we actually had time to rethink and rework some songs.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more about your own story, Darren, and your musical journey to this point.
Well, I started in high school. I had an amazing mentor, Fred Cates, who introduced me to music. Started at the age of 13, just kept going with the trumpet, and then got accepted into UCT. Mm-hmm. After that, I studied in Norway for a bit. Came back to Cape Town and then received a scholarship to go study in the States. Wow. Where I got my master's. And while I was at, I think I was in my first year there, I got a recording contract with Hot Shoe Records in Atlanta. Wow. And that kind of set me up for you know, being based out of the States and recording my debut album. And I guess most of my recent awards, I can accredit to the album.
Okay. Darren, I mean, a lot of artists saying they've been working on writing new material under lockdown with a view to getting new albums out. Where are you at? Is it going to be a while yet before we see something? I mean, you said you've used the time fruitfully. Is another album part of the plan?
Another album is definitely part of the plan. We had planned to record an album this year. But obviously, you know, with the way that things worked out with lockdown and not being able to travel to the States and things, yeah, it's been kind of tough to plan that. So we've actually pushed it to 2022 because we're still not sure if 2021 will be, you know, much different.
Yeah.
So we're planning to do that in March of 2022 now.
Okay. In the meantime, we're going to give our listeners a snippet of your sound by playing one of your older compositions called Pledge for Peace. Darren, tell us a little bit about this track.
So this is the second movement of a three-part suite that I wrote for Nelson Mandela. I actually wrote it for him while he was still alive.
Yeah.
And it was only once the album was released that he passed. But it's a three-part suite. So the album is called Imagination, two words. And the first movement is Imagination, so the nation that Mandela imagined. Mm. Then Pledge for Peace, you know, he's Pledge for Peace. And the third movement is The Birth, so the birth of a new nation. And Pledge for Peace went on to win in the 2018 Global Peace Song Awards in Los Angeles. So we definitely got quite a lot of airplay with the song, and it definitely, I guess, made headlines abroad that we're quite grateful for. So that's just a little bit behind the story of the suite.
Okay, a bit bittersweet that he didn't live to hear it. I mean, did he get to hear it at all, Darren, or was it unfortunately only available after his death?
No, it was only available after his death.
Oh. I'm sure he's listening wherever he is, though, and enjoying what you've done. Darren,
we
carry on.
So yeah, we were fortunate enough to debut the song at his house in Soweto in 2018. So that was quite special.
Okay. Darren, if our listeners like what they hear, one thing they can do is come and see you perform at the festival, and after we've played the song, I'll share some details with our audience. But where do we send them to find more of your music?
To DarrenEnglishMusic.com.
DarrenEnglishMusic.com.
Or you can go to my Facebook page, Dad in English, or Instagram, Dad in English Music.
Anything else you'd like our audience to know, either about your upcoming work or about what you're performing this coming weekend at Spear?
Yeah, so we're performing some original music, actually all original music that Sia and myself composed.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I just hopefully people will come out and have a good time with us.
Darren, I hope they do as well, and I'll run them through some of the details of the event after we've listened to the track. Darren English is his name, a trumpeter from South Africa to the rest of the world and back again, performing. His slot is at 4 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken, on Saturday afternoon at Spear. Let's take a listen to Pledge for Peace.
It is the desire of every freedom fighter to disappear under a cloud of glory rather than that of shame. It is the task of a freedom fighter when you see that at the end of your days has come to leave a tradition of bravery, determination to face even death for your principles. And I thought about it. It was not because I was brave, but because one had a duty to perform. The dominating feeling was one of a conviction that whatever difficulties I have, I will return and our struggle will triumph in the end. Moments when the enemy appeared too strong, when the organization was in disarray. And in those moments, you had to think realistically and to say, can I, from myself, help my colleagues outside who are doing such monumental work and sacrificing themselves, struggling in order to ensure that freedom comes to this country?
Real goosebump stuff that. If you like what you heard, check out DarrenEnglishMusic.com. That was Pledge for Peace. Now, Darren is part of a long lineup. Let me just run you through the details of the Jazz and Classical Encounters Festival happening at Spear. The first thing you need to know is that if you are not yet going out, you are not left out. There is going to be a live stream of the event, and tickets for that are R125 a head. You book through Quicket, and you can also book through Quicket if you want to go to the show itself. An adult show ticket is R380. Remember that this is an 8-hour long concert featuring a wide variety of artists, including Ancient Voices, Paul Hanmer, Neo Mayanga, Sisonke Konti, and others. The adult show plus dinner is available as an option. There are options to buy tickets, but plus picnic baskets, various different varieties of tickets ranging in price from R380 all the way up to R3,000 if you want to stay over at Spear and make a real event of it. All the information available on Quicket. You are searching for Jazz and Classical Encounters Festival happening at Spear Amphitheatre on Saturday afternoon. The gates will open at 12:15. The show starts at 1 p.m. and if you are driving through, there will be free parking available at Vineyards, which is about a 10 or 15 minute walk from the amphitheater, but you can leave your car there safely. There will be food and drink vendors. Please note it is a cash-free event, so make sure you've got a fully charged cell phone to use SnapScan as your method of payment, and you may not take any food or drink in with you. Only consume what is there available for sale on site at the event. Hope it's going to be a wonderful afternoon. My suggestion would be, Cape Town being Cape Town, take both a hat and some sunscreen and a jersey and an umbrella so you'll have all your bases covered.